I'm originally from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and I've been here since April 29, 1997. Well, first day, like I didn't see anything. Like I didn't know. My cousin picked me up from airport. We had a little baby. She was a month old when we came to United States, and we came to their house. She prepared the Bosnian food, and that's what we ate first day. And then 2 days later, we moved to our apartment. But it was so hard because we didn't speak any English. So wherever we go, it's like we try to say like two words or something. And we had an international institute where we would go for anything we needed to get us papers or whatever we needed for the first days. And then we will take bus. They show us how to do it. So we will take a bus to there. Overall, it was okay. The only things that we knew about the United States was everything over TV when we watched the movies and listened over TV, nothing else. So it was okay for us. We didn't expect a lot because we were in refugee camp for 2 years. So whatever they offered to us, it was better than a refugee camp. I was 20 years old when I came here. So they give us all opportunities. We could get the jobs, even we didn't speak English, didn't have any, I didn't work back there. So you can go in a school when you are 20, 30, 40. You could work as much as you can, as much as you want, even without English. And then my husband went to Vedrat and spoke with the counselor in the school, and he was telling him what's the best school to go to so I can make money. I don't have time to go like 4 years or 6 years for lawyers, doctors, or anything like that. I would like something that I can finish in 2 years, and I can make money with that school. And he told him that's good heating and air conditioning. So he finished that. And then he opened up on June 1st, 2004. And it was really hard. Like, you have to get a lot of stuff to start the business. In first years, we had to get a lot of tools and some vans. And next year, he was working by himself. Then the next year, he got employee. Then he got another employee. And then it was like we had a business with three guys. And then we employed like two more people. How business was spreading, like then we got some more people, and then we were for so long with between five and seven people. And maybe like 2 years later or 3 years later, with the real estate, I had to work Saturday and Sundays. And we are used to, like, since we got married, to be like at least weekends together. With this, like, we couldn't. And then I start working for him because he needs somebody to do the paperwork. So I'm like, I will do that rather than real estate and be home together on weekends. But he worked a lot. He was working 7 days a week, unless we steal 1 weekend and go somewhere on vacation or to see the family. That was only time when he wasn't working. We have hopes that we gonna make a little bit smaller, that we can easier handle all of this. And we travel a lot. And our dream is maybe buy condo in Florida so we can go more often there and relax from all of this. We grew up like a big family, and we grew up like everybody together. Like all my cousins that live close to me, we all play together, and it was seven houses. So it was like pretty much like one subdivision, and we all lived next to each other. We played together. We sleep over in each other's house. We eat in each other's house. And when we came here, we all separated. And it was so hard for me because I was really close to them. And today we talk to each other like pretty much every day. And they call me every time when we have something in the family going on, either bad or good. we visit each other. So they surprised me for my daughter's graduation when she finished the high school. They all invited themselves. Well, all the things that we have, it's in St. Louis. All the things that we made for us, it's in St. Louis. Like my me and my husband, we start from scratch. Back there, like when my parents were alive, that house, everything there, my parents worked for that and that was theirs. But here, like, we made a home together. So, and that feels like a home. It's nice to go back in Bosnia, see all your uncles and cousins and all of that aunts. But after 2 weeks, I just want to go home.